Men det kan en ting jeg vet ikke til oss.
The reading this morning comes from the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. In those days, when the boy Samuel was serving the Lord under the direction of Eli, there were very few messages from the Lord, and visions from him were quite rare. One night, Eli, who was now almost blind, was sleeping in his own room. Samuel was sleeping in the sanctuary where the sacred covenant box was. Before dawn, while the lamp was still burning, the Lord called Samuel. He answered, "Yes, sir," and ran to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." But Eli answered, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord called Samuel again. The boy did not know that it was the Lord, because the Lord had never spoken to him before. So he got up and went to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." But Eli answered, "My son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." The Lord called Samuel a third time. He got up, went to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who had called the boy. So he said to him, "Go back to bed. And if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord came and stood there and called, as he had before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Loving God, we do thank you for your faithfulness to us. And we thank you for your word to us. And Lord, we pray your spirit will be free to move amongst us this morning. We pray you will speak to us, challenge us, inspire us, and encourage us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hasn't it been fantastic to hear those testimonies shared this morning and to hear how God has been at work in our lives over this past year? Over this past few weeks, we've been preparing for Christmas, remembering the birth of Jesus as the Word became flesh and lived among us. And today it's very obvious that Jesus is very much alive and at work in our world, in our church, in our lives. Our reading this morning focuses on another child, young Samuel, who served in the temple with a priest Eli after his mother Hannah had promised to dedicate him to the Lord. And in those verses that Anne has read to us, we've heard of the way in which Samuel was called by God. I encourage you to read further on in the chapter, if you can, later on in the week. Discover the message that God gave to Samuel and see how Samuel became a prophet for the Lord. But at the start of this new year, I want us to reflect very briefly on just a couple of things that we can learn from this account of Samuel. The first is that these verses remind us that God speaks. We heard that God called Samuel, according to verse 1, when there were very few messages from the Lord and visions from him were quite rare. Perhaps today we might say it is unusual for God to speak in an audible way or through visions. It's not impossible, but it is perhaps unusual. Yet we've heard so clearly this morning how God is at work in our lives here. And God does still speak to us today. God speaks to us through his Spirit as we read his word. He speaks as we listen at church and at home group. He speaks as we share with one another. He speaks in that still small voice to us. This morning, I want to remind everyone that God wants to play an active role in every one of our lives. He longs to help us and to guide us. And one of the ways that he does that is by coming alongside us and speaking to us. God speaks. And the second thing that Samuel reminds us is that God speaks to very ordinary people. I think it's amazing from this account that we see it was Samuel who was given the message from the Lord and not Eli. Now, Eli was the old, wise priest. You might perhaps expect Eli to be getting messages from God. Samuel was a young child, eager to serve. But as that account told us, God had never spoken to Samuel before. And in fact, some commentators would suggest that what these verses are saying is that Samuel actually knew a lot about God through working with Eli, but maybe he didn't even know God for himself yet. In any event, it's very clear that Samuel was very young in faith and very young in age. He was a little boy who worked in the temple, and God spoke to him. And I think this is a wonderful encouragement for us all. It reminds us that God wants to speak to every single one of us. God doesn't just choose to speak to people who've been a Christian for 10 years or 20 years or more. God doesn't seek out the people who've only been to university and say, they're the ones I'll speak to, and I won't speak to anyone else. God wants to speak to every single one of us, regardless of our age or our background, the number of years we've been a Christian or not. God speaks today, and he speaks to ordinary people like us. And the final encouragement that I think that we learn from Samuel is that we need to remember to listen. I love the honesty of this story. As you're drawn into the events, you can almost picture what's happening as poor Samuel gets very, very confused, thinking it's Eli that's calling him. And he seems so patient and so sincere as he runs to Eli again and again. And after the third time, suddenly Eli realizes what's happening. Go back to bed, he said. And if he calls you again, say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. And it was after then that Samuel heard the word of the Lord. It's very easy for us this morning to say, yeah, God does speak. And perhaps we need to be able to remember that, yeah, God is prepared to speak to me, even me. But all of that is irrelevant if we're not prepared to listen to what God has to say. Like Samuel, we have to learn to know the sound of God's voice, to be able to discern when he is speaking to us through others, and to be able to understand that still small voice inside when he speaks to us. And so at the start of this new year, I'd like to encourage every one of you to take some time to wait on God and to allow him to speak to you. And if you can, why not set aside some time in the week ahead, before we get too far into the year, just to be quiet and be alone with God, to reflect on his word, and to ask him, what does he want to say to you? Perhaps for some of us at the start of this year, God might be reminding us of a promise. Maybe God wants us to hear, I will be with you. I do love you. I forgive you. Perhaps for some of us, it will be a command. Trust in me completely. Believe in me. For others, there might be a challenge to step out in faith. Maybe it's to be baptized. Perhaps it is to join the Alpha Course, or maybe to invite a friend along to the Alpha Course. Maybe for some of us, It'll be to respond like Eli, using our knowledge and experience of the Lord to help somebody else, whether that's somebody else that's a Christian or whether that's somebody helping them to come to faith for the first time. Or maybe our experience will be a bit like Samuel had, where God is calling us to serve in a particular way, to be light in the darkness, to be his voice in our city, to speak out for justice and truth, or to show his love in a world of hurt and pain. God is at work in our world today. He's at work in our city, he's at work in our church, and he wants to be at work in every one of our lives. So as we begin this year giving thanks for God's faithfulness and love over the past 12 months, let me ask you, are you ready and willing to listen to God and to ask what he wants to say to you? And like Samuel, will you respond by saying, "Speak, your servant is listening"? Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for your love for every single one of us. Thank you for your desire to be involved in our lives. Thank you that you're not a distant God that just watches from far away. But you want to be there with us, celebrating in the good times and helping us through the bad times, guiding us and showing us the best way to live. And thank you for choosing to use each one of us to bring in your kingdom and share your love. And Lord, I pray for each one of us that during the week ahead we might have a moment of quiet to be with you, to allow you to speak to us. Lord, please prepare our hearts and minds and help us to be ready to respond, to listen to you, to know your voice, and then to rise in obedience to you. In Jesus' name, amen.